Much ado about nothing. Isn't that a wonderful description of our life? But we don't really believe that, do we? Certainly not my life. Much ado is the wonderful, the fascinating, the manifesting this moment. Ado is the difficult, the entangling of self, the entangling of self-holding and believing this moment. Ado is what seems natural to us this moment. Ado is the things we make of no thing, the no things we miss about this thing. We do all sorts of things this moment, responding this moment, reacting this moment. Much ado about nothing. Much ado about no thing. This is myriad forms of energy and myriad forms about which we entangle self and forms. Entangling includes pain, includes what is difficult to bear and embody. Embodying form is who we are, is simple zazen. And yet, embodying particular forms is who and what we may resist and resent. Simple zazen, simple being time, is just that, simple. The waves of myriads form no form that is now. The waves of no self-self that is now. Being this is our life joy. Being this is our life opportunity. Being this is zazen. What does a Zen offer? What does our life offer? This opportunity and this difficulty, this joyous now, this entangling of self, of resist and resent, of comfortable, of uncomfortable, of doing with consequences that we want and foresee, of doing with consequences we do not want, with those we do not foresee or cannot foresee. Life, here, now, is myriad realms. Your life, right now, is myriad realms. We love to explore some of these, except that at times we want to and attempt to direct so-called others and so-called self into what we, they should and should not explore, what we, they should or should not have to face in arising conditions. Much ado about no thing. Because we believe stories about what this thing is and is not, we may miss this thing, no thing. What do you discover? We may discover holding beliefs and possible entanglements about should not, should not want, should not not want, should not be, Our Zazen exposes this to us. Our life exposes this. Exposes habits, tendencies, likes, and dislikes. This is the realm of our Dharma practice, of the Dharma clarifying of the three marks of existence, the three lakshana. Impermanence, unsatisfactoriness, non-self. In Sanskrit, anicca, dukkha, anatta. This life, your life, my life, our life, is nothing but Zazen. Zazen in myriad forms. Dharma of myriad forms. Of myriad no forms. This is doing nothing. The much ado no thing. This doing offers joy as its very nature. Our very nature. Even though at times this joy is clouded for us, clouded by holding to what we want, do not want, holding to when we rage or lust in the face of changing circumstance. Do you notice this clouding, this missing? Things are no fit things. Therefore, they are this moment. Yet, a much ado about them misses this no thing, this emptiness, this impermanence not separate, not fixed. As we practice life, as we are Zazen, we might find actions of self-privileging circumstances, even finding we privilege raging or lusting after, which makes this into being moment, this ongoing change, become troubling for us, especially if we seek to satisfy desires and attachments in things which are nothing, which are impermanent. If we seek desires and attachments in this not separate, not fixed, not permanent self. Joy, simplicity, even the complicating and comedic tragedy of our life is ongoing Zazen in myriad forms. Ongoing Zazen is the difficulty of our life and the opportunity of life. This is ordinary practice, discovering this life right now. Thank you.